You are what you slurp. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I remember my dad used to enjoy a liquid lunch with his buddies, Scotch on the Rocks, as I recall, to get away from the pressures of the office. Well, now, according to the New York Times, the liquid lunch is back.
This is Soylent. Some people are calling it the future of food.
Soylent. And the idea is not to get away from the job, but to get back to it as soon as possible. Soylent is a nutritional powder that you mix with water and drink for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It was invented by Rob Reinhart and deliberately named after the old Charlton Heston movie about a starving world that's reduced to grinding up people for food. Seems like a fairly suicidal approach to product branding, but not to Rob, who talked to Motherboard when the product first came out.
I really like the name. You know, I think that gets the right idea across of what do you expect? It's called Soylent. It's cheap. It's efficient.
And the Times reports it's become so popular with tech workers in the Silicon Valley that Rob has now shipped 6 million meals. Even though the taste has been described as like licking a penny. All that matters is that it keeps you alive so you can code without interruption. And I find it shocking. All these brilliant people inventing amazing time-saving devices, and they don't even have the time to eat at McDonald's. I thought the tech industry was going to give us more leisure time. Instead, you live with a digital bumblebee in your pants, always trying to sting your thigh with some urgent message. Soylent and its imitators may be completely vegan.
We don't use human body parts.
But it's part of a culture that seems to be consuming us just the same. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.